Yes, we treat the days with respect to Yahweh. But like I said, we should have that happiness and joy. Because here, Yahweh, when Yahshua talks about, you know, being uplifted, being thankful, being joyous before him, it's for him, being joyous and thankful to Yahweh. And if you look, it says that the people were attentive because they were receiving his word, weren't they? They're receiving what Yahweh said. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, because we have to do that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Are you coming back to 12?
No, I read it. Do you want me to read it again?
Okay. All right. Mine has here, to send a portion and to celebrate a great festival. And in the column it has, it's make a great rejoicing.
Make a great rejoicing, right. That's exactly right.
To the Father.
To Yahweh, right. It is a celebration. That's what I'm trying to convey. And I'm kind of slow in getting there, and I'm going to try to hurry up to get to the point I'm making, but I'm trying to lay the groundwork so we understand what it is and where our mindset and where our spirits, where we need to be spiritually and mentally, emotionally, when it comes to these days, just every day, not just these days, but every day. Yes, Bob.
And the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth.
Right.
Because they had understood the words that were declared to them.
Right. Exactly. And I really want us to key in on and understand that great mirth is a celebration. It's a joyousness. And the reason why I mention that, because a lot of times I look around, I don't see too many of people of Yahweh a lot of times, and I look at things online and I communicate with some, and I see what some of the writings people put out. And sometimes the people of Yahweh don't look like they're really enjoying life. Like, they're not joyous. I mean, they get up every day and it's like, oh. But why not? We know Yahweh. We have an understanding. We should have an understanding that most people don't understand. Do you know that most of us in this room, or all of us in this room, we have an understanding that a lot of these preachers who study and go to seminary, because, see, that's what they think, that's where you learn truth. We have more understanding than they do. It's like the scripture. Me says, I have more understanding than my teachers. This is where that comes from. Our children. You know, I say the hands I was talking about the door last time. You know, she had more understanding of a lot of people there than the Sunday school teacher. That's his job or her job, whoever it is. That's their job. And they're saying, oh, I didn't know that. Yes, Bob.
How do you feel after you had, that you know that you just had a prayer answered?
You rejoice.
You're rejoicing.
You're thankful. But see, it should not be short-lived. That's why it was so key. It says the remembrance of this rejoicing, this remembrance of this celebration. The way we feel when prayer should be answered, we should feel like that every day. Because guess what? Yahweh brought us another day. We are alive another day. So that's a prayer answer. Remember in Psalms, it's talking about now you lay me down to peace and rest? It is Yahweh who brings us up. That's what we need to remember. Because see, there's something very, what's the word I'm looking for? It'll come to me in a minute. But it's very, I almost had it. It's almost like evil intent, sinister. Something very sinister when we forget Yahweh. When we forget to rejoice in him. When we forget to thank him. When we forget to praise him. There's a character trait there. And I will get to that. And if I say I'm getting down and I haven't talked about that, remind me. I would definitely say it before I get down. Yes, Grandma.
I have found whenever I do rejoice, whenever a prayer has been answered, in just a minute, he showed me two or three more. I have to turn around and give him thanks again. Right. And the more we give him thanks, the more blessings we can see.
Exactly.
Or the understanding he will give you.
Right.
But you've got to be pushing forward.
That's right.
You can't be standing still.
And we have to remember his blessings. We have to remember, you know, how Yahweh, how he operates. And when we remember that, who he is, how Yahweh operates, that he has a purpose, that he has a plan. When we're able to remember that, we're able to find comfort. We're able to find peace. And once again, this great mirth and celebration, this joy that I believe this day really is pointing to, that we remember. Yes, we understand the other ramifications. People point to the return of Yahshua and things. But guess what? And I'm getting ahead of myself, so if I repeat myself, just bear with me. But I feel it's key to say this now. If we don't remember who Yahweh is so that we can rejoice and serve and praise him, then the return of Yahshua, we don't want that because we're not going to be in that kingdom. Because if we can't remember who Yahweh is and what he is, then how can we be serving him? How can we truly be serving him? And if we're not serving him, if we're not part of his body, if we're not his children, we are not going to be in that kingdom.
Scripture says he is love.
He is love. How many of us remember that? Even when we face tragedy, do we remember to find the blessing in those things? Because we have to acknowledge that Yahweh has, if he didn't actively do it, he allowed it. And then we have to find a blessing in that. I said it before, you know, my oldest brother, when he passed, that I didn't want that. That wasn't my choice. But like I said, what helped the most with me dealing with that was listen to my mom when she's like, but I had him for 48 years. She found a blessing in that. I had him for 48 years. Thank Yahweh for that. How many of us, because it didn't occur to me to think like that. I had to be reminded. See, that should be a reminder that we praise Yahweh for what we did have. Because she could have not have had him at all. But to know him and who he was and the love she had, that's a blessing to be able to do that than to not have it at all. Because if given a choice, she'd rather have him than not. And when we look at it like that, then we are able to find that peace and that joy. Yes, thank you, Yahweh, because that was a blessing. That was a blessing. And not look at just the tragedy of the loss. Yes, we're human, and we do that, and Yahweh puts us through things. He said he will try us. He will prove us. Things happen around us, but it's how we respond. And we're not going to respond righteously if, once again, if we have forgotten what Yahweh has said, if we have forgotten his words, we're not going to know how to respond when things come up. We're not going to know how to act. And when we have forgotten how to act and how to respond because we don't know what the word says and what Yahweh has established and who Yahweh is, and I'm going to keep saying that, if we forget who he is, what he is capable of, and I know that may sound silly, you may be like, well, we don't, but yeah, I can point to my life when I've doubted. And I will say this, when I have had doubt, when I have had those lapses, that means I'm thinking that problem is greater than Yahweh. That's how I look at it. Nothing is too great for him. But when we doubt, we're saying that Yahweh can't handle it. We're saying that he was out of control that moment. It just got away from him. And it didn't. That's why I said either he allowed it or he purposed it. But either way, what I have to do is remember to ask for strength. I have to remember to ask Yahweh, remind me what your word says. Show me, Yahweh, what I need to do. That should be our default. Because we may sit and be like, yeah, I get it. It's a little thing, but it's not. See, we have to remember, how does evil start? With the little things, right? How did the fall of man start? One little simple question. Did he say such and such? Did Yahweh say that? That sounds innocent, doesn't it? In fact, at our jobs, we're told to ask questions, right? Get clarification. Hey, did the boss really say that? Did so-and-so? Innocent question, right? But look at the ramifications. And you look at the difference between their response, Adam and Eve, and then when he came to Yahshua, what did Yahshua do? He answered quickly. He answered strongly because his default was the word of Yahweh. His default was the Father. Understanding what Yahweh has said because he remembered. So what's our default going to be? Romans 8. I'm sorry, I'm not there myself. Romans 8. And we're going to start in verse 12. Did I say that or you just knew I was going to go there? Okay, I was about to say, wow, Karen's good. She already knew why. Yeah, I was about to say, well, look at here. I said, if you're going to do that, then I'll just keep on asking you what the next verses are going to be. All right, Romans 8, starting in verse 12. And we'll read down to, we'll probably read down to verse 19, maybe 20. Romans 8, starting in verse 12, it says, so then, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh. And I'm reading this because, like I said, we just read that in Nehemiah when he says they were receiving the word. We have to be like them, receptive to the word of Yahweh. So what that is not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you must die. But if you put the deeds of the body to death by the Spirit, you shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of Yahweh. And how can we be led by the Spirit of Yahweh except we receive his word and accept his word, that we're attentive to what Yahweh has commanded us? We are sons of Yahweh. That's what we all want to be. His children. For if you do not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of Yahweh. And if children, then heirs, heirs to Yahweh, and joint heirs with Messiah. If so be that if we suffer with him, that we also that we may also be glorified with him. Do we believe that? See, because that's the key. We can read and be like, yeah, amen. Do we believe that? Do we receive that message? Do we remember this is what Scripture says? This is what we're living for. To be co-heirs with the Messiah. But how can you be co-heirs to inherit a kingdom and we don't even know who the king is? Do we just show up at our job and be like, what's this place? What do they do here? No, then you won't work there. You have to know who it is that we serve in order to serve him. You have to remember who Yahweh is. And I believe that time is great because, like I said, how can we go even into atonement if we don't remember who Yahweh is and what he is? That he is the sustainer of life. The day that we afflict our souls, and when life comes, is our default setting to ball up in a corner somewhere? Or do we cry out to Yahweh because he is who sustains us? He is who gives us our strength. Do we remember those things? Do we remember to celebrate and rejoice in Yahweh? Continuing on, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed towards us. I hope we understand that. He said, no matter what you're going to, it's nothing compared to the glory that Yahweh has in store for us. That's what he's saying. Do we remember that in our darkest hour? When we're feeling sad and lonely, when we're hurt, when we are really hurt, do we remember that, you know what, this is nothing, because when Yahshua returns, the glory that he's going to bring, this is nothing. Yes, Raquel.
Actually, you know, when I've read that so many times, but what stands out for me now is when I go through that, I'm like, yes, I go through it because I'm joint heirs with the Messiah.
Right.
It's part of the deal.
And he suffered way more.
Oh, exactly, without a doubt, yeah.
He suffered way more. And I said it before. And I'll remind, if you haven't heard it, I'll remind it. And if we have people out here who've never heard me say this before, I'll say it for your benefit. When we go through those times, thank you, Raquel, for mentioning that. When we go through those times, instead of saying, why me? Why not me? Because Yahshua went through worse. And if he went through worse, do we feel like we're better than he is? Because that's the only reason why you should feel that you shouldn't have to suffer, because you're better than Yahshua. And if you think that, you got another set of problems. It's a lesson. Right. So we remember he suffered way more. So we do like him. Give me strength, Yahweh. Bring me through this. Because I know when Yahshua returns, this would be, I won't even think about it. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the revealing of the sons or the children of Yahweh. There's our expectation. I think some says hope. I hope we receive that. Hebrews chapter 2. It speaks to this as well. About us being sons. Hebrews chapter 2. We're only going to read a few verses here. We're going to start in verse 10. Hebrews 2:10, it says, for it became him, I mean Yahshua, it became him for whom all things and through whom are all things, and bringing many sons or many children to glory. We just read that, didn't we? To make the author of our salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and they that are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, co-heirs, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I sing your praise. That sounds like joy to me, doesn't it? When we sing praise, is that not a celebration?